Two comedies arrive in movie theaters today, Death at a Funeral, an English farce that's all about British reserve, and Superbad, a high school comedy that's all about raunch. Bob Mondello says both films push the envelope when it comes to propriety.
In Superbad, two teen geeks, painfully aware of their virginity as they head into the last week of high school, get invited to a party with the cool kids. Wow, thinks chubby, porn-obsessed Seth. Whoa, thinks shy, college-bound Evan. So swept up are they by their good fortune that they promise to bring the booze. And when their nasal buddy Fogel gets a fake ID, everything seems set. Until they see the ID.
McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Have you actually ever met anyone named McLovin?
It doesn't even have a first name. It just says McLovin. This ID says you're 25 years old. Why wouldn't you just put 21, man?
How many 21-year-olds do you think there are in this town?
I mean, it's up to you, Fogel. This guy's either going to think here's another kid with a fake ID, or here's McLovin, the 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor. Okay, so what's it going to be?
I am McLovin.
Let's call this Porky's territory, soon to merge with Fast Times at American Pie High, or something to that effect. It's alcohol-fueled, potty-mouthed, gross, and as centrally sweet as you'll expect once you note Judd Apatow's name in the credits. The man who gave us the 40-year-old virgin here allows his favorite freaks and geeks to explore the mindset of the 18-year-old virgin. Knocked-up star Seth Rogen and his buddy Evan Goldberg reportedly started working on this script when they were 13, which explains the many penis jokes they've given the on-screen Seth and Evan. Joshua Hill and Michael Cera play the parts with every hormone vibrating, but it's the disconnect between what comes out of the mouths of these super bad pups and what's going on in their heads, where they cling desperately to the innocence they're leaving behind, that makes the film. What makes Death at a Funeral is a different sort of disconnect. You know these particular last rites will not be going quite as planned by the end of the opening credits. That's when the coffin arrives and the bereaved son gets his first look at the deceased.
Who's this?
Pardon me?
That's not my father.
Oh, we've taken the wrong one.
Things go downhill from there, because shortly after the right coffin arrives, so does the family. Everyone from self-dramatizing mom to an annoyingly successful brother to cousin Martha, who's using this occasion to introduce her very nervous fiancé to the family. He might be less nervous if she hadn't tried to calm him with pills from the Valium bottle where her brother hides his LSD. And all of that is as nothing next to the 4-foot-tall American stranger who shows up with a sheaf of photos.
Oh. Here we are in at a fancy costume party in Kensington. That's your dad, dressed up as a Roman centurion.
So, in what capacity were you actually friends with my dad? I mean, I don't mean to be, but he never mentioned you to me, and yet you have all these pictures where you're going around like you're.
And suddenly the furnishings in his father's study come into focus: paintings, statues, a lot of them male. And nude.
Oh, God.
Director Frank Oz builds the film's brightly funereal catastrophes to Monty Python-ish excess. Unlike Superbad, where the laughs spring from real life, none of Death at a Funeral is terribly plausible, but happily audiences won't mind much. The rules these two movies play by are different. One a comedy of manners, the other most definitely not. I'm Bob Mondello.